This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Tuesday, February 14th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer, and a big happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. I won't get all gooey or schmaltzy, so I just hope today none of you find yourselves as members of the Bugs Moran gang hanging out in the SMC cartage warehouse over on Clark Street in Chicago. No worries there, that building was torn down years ago. On to the news. Cryptozoic has two new games arriving in stores this week. Epic Spell Wars of the Battle Wizards, Duel at Mount Skullsfire, and Lock and Key the Game. Did you know that magical wizards are battling to the death and beyond right now? Why battle, you might ask? What have I got to prove, Magic Man? Only who's the most awesomely powerful battle wizard in the entire realm, that's what. As a battle wizard, you'll put together up to 3 spell components to craft millions of spell combos. Not actually millions of combos, but like thousands or more, maybe. Your spell might kick ass, or they could totally blow. It's up to you to master the magic. You will unleash massive damage on the faces of your wizard rivals in a no-holds-barred, all-out burn-down to be the last battle wizard standing. And it doesn't stop there. Powerful magic items bring on a whole new level of bloody carnage as you and your mighty wizard opponents tear each other from limb to limb in an orgy of killing. Do you have what it takes to use epic spells in a war at Mount Skullsfire? Will you be the ultimate battle wizard? With 40 spell source cards, 40 spell quality cards, 25 dead wizard cards, 25 treasure cards, 8 wild magic cards, and more, Epic Spell Wars of the Battle Wizards Duel at Mount Skullsfire offers a new game every time you play. In Lock and Key, you'll meet the Lock family and take a tour of the mysterious Key House. Lock and Key tells the story of the Lock family and Key House, an unlikely New England mansion that is home to fantastic keys that transform all who dare use them, and a hate-filled creature that will not rest until it forces open the most terrible door of them all. Competition and cooperation meet in this card game that dares you to overcome the supernatural challenges of Key House. You and your fellow players will face these horrors together, but who will be by your side when the dust settles? On this journey, you'll make decisions on when and where to help your fellow players, but your resources are not endless. Through careful management of your cards, you can help the family overcome challenges, and you'll be rewarded for the assistance sometimes. Lock and Key, the game, is packed with 150 strength cards, 19 challenge cards, 15 key cards, and more. Cards can be combined in a variety of ways, providing a great deal of replayability to Lock and Key. Both Epic Spell Wars of the Battle Wizards Duel at Mount Skullsfire and Lock and Key, the game, should be on store shelves by the end of this week. Fantasy Flight Games announced the release of a new playable faction for Dust Tactics, the Sino-Soviet Union, SSU. Today, they're thrilled to announce more reinforcements for the SSU and a welcomed addition for Allied commanders. The SSU Specialists, SSU Rifle Squad, and also the SSU Hero Pack join the SSU forces, obviously enough. Meanwhile, the Allies gain a new medium combat walker that can be deployed in 2 awesome variants, the Cobra and the Rattler. The soldiers of the SSU have a strong affinity for sniper rifles. In fact, the SSU fields their snipers in pairs rather than teamed with a spotter. This gives the SSU sniper team more raw firepower than the Axis or Allies sniper teams. Softening the enemy front and even damaging walkers, the SSU sniper team is a valuable addition to any SSU force. Directing artillery is the main purpose of the SSU Observer Team. These 2-man units find and relay the positions of vulnerable targets to the SSU's biggest and most destructive guns. Many generals have cursed their lack of foresight for ignoring these seemingly harmless squads in favor of more obvious threats, a mistake most do not live long enough to make twice. Picking off opponents from afar, the SSU Rifle Squad uses 2 Widowmaker rifles rather than the assault weapons like flamethrowers or heavy machine guns. The advantage of reach can be pivotal on the battlefield, and the SSU Rifle Squad can engage many enemies before they're in range to return fire. Far from defenseless in a close quarters battle, this squad unleashes their light machine guns in order to rip apart foes that get too close. The grizzled soldiers that make up the SSU Rifle Squad are prepared for any battlefield situations. The SSU Hero Pack introduces three exceptional heroes to lead the forces of the SSU into battle. Yakov Pavlov is well known for his leadership on the battlefield. In fact, he is the first legendary tactician in Dust Tactics. In addition, his acid thrower melts any soldier or vehicle that stands in his way on the battleground. Smirsh agent Red Yana is an extraordinary fighter. When she has an advantage in a battle, she knows how to capitalize it, carrying out relentless assaults. Brandishing a grenade launcher, she is quite capable of leading a squad in an absolutely devastating offensive. One of the rising stars of the SSU, distinguished tank commander Nikolai, is a crack shot. Although some walkers may be tougher or more agile than his, no pilot can match his uncanny marksmanship. When Nikolai engages an enemy walker, it's a safe bet that the enemy will be reduced to a mere pile of scrap. Two new walkers are available in the MCW M3 expansion. To combat airborne threats, the Allies have developed the Rattler, a medium walker that fulfills an anti-aircraft role. The 40mm AA gun has abundant reach, and this tank also has ample anti-troop capabilities. The pilots of the Rattler must have superior reflexes in order to ground flying threats, and they receive ample training reacting to rapidly changing combat conditions. Mounting a large phaser weapon to a walker provides an intimidating creation. The Cobra is that creation and is utterly destructive. While phaser technology can be somewhat unpredictable, when a blast from the Cobra's 180-watt phaser gun hits its target, the value of this advanced weapon cannot be denied. No doubt Axis and SSU commanders will be well aware of this electrifying walker. Additionally, the MCW M3 expansion comes with pontoons to convert either walker variant into an amphibious unit. These units can move over land and water with ease, giving the Allies a new advantage in the global conflict. These new expansions offer SSU and Allied commanders new paths to victory. Remember, these units and all of the Dust Tactics units can be used in the upcoming Dust Warfare. These new Dust Tactic units will be available in the second quarter of 2012, after the initial SSU expansions detailed in previous Dust Tactics announcements. And next month comes a new devastating Axis Walker. Dawn, Rise of the Aculides will be represented at Vulcan Phoenix on the 25th and 26th of February in the form of demo games run by some of Darwin Games' U.S. friends and playtesters. This will be your first opportunity to see the game demoed at a U.S. convention, and Darwin Games is hoping that those of you who are close by will pop down and say good day and have a game. Sadly enough, the designers from Darwin Games will not be able to attend, stuck in Australia. But Kelly and Russ are both enthusiastic and have been instrumental in the external playtesting of Dawn. So drop in and say good day to them. For more information on locations and times that the demos will be run, check out the Vulcan website. At the moment, the demo will be run on both days at table M25. So stop by, check out some of the miniatures, and see how the game plays. I personally will be at Vulcan, so I'm looking forward to taking a peek at Dawn, Rise of the Aculides, as I'm not very familiar with the system. Microworld Games is proud to release their first wave of 6mm Terran Expeditionary Forces. All miniatures were sculpted by Steve Coolhand Tyler, and they include the TEF Standard Infantry, TEF Specialist Infantry, the Dragonfly Gunship, the Landhawk Scout Platoon, the Growler IFV Platoon, the Land Transport, the Komodo Assault Tank Platoon, as well as the Scarab APC Platoon. I've taken a look at these miniatures on the Microworld Games website, and I have to say they look pretty well detailed, especially for only being 6mm figs. You can see them for yourself at microworldgames.com. Once again, GURPS fans will be able to explore the world of Robert E. Howard's barbarian hero, Conan. Beginning this month, five titles originally published in physical form by Steve Jackson Games will be re-released in PDF format through its online store. The long out-of-print GURPS classic, Conan, based on the world envisioned by Robert E. Howard, has already kicked off the five-week-long release schedule this past February 9th. This supplement details Hyborian history, magic, monsters, religion, geography, and more. Four Hyborian Age adventures will then be released, one a week, in the order they were originally published. These titles have been unavailable for nearly 20 years, said Steve Jackson Games E23 manager Stephen Marsh. Originally designed for GURPS 3rd edition, they remain incredible resources for would-be Hyborian heroes. Face Picts and the great witch doctor Zogar Sag in GURPS Classic Conan Beyond Thunder River, and the sequel, GURPS Classic Conan Moon of Blood. Explore the haunted ruins that lie on the Zarkiba River in GURPS Classic Conan and the Queen of the Black Coast, and then face down a snow demon in GURPS Classic Conan the Worm Slayer. Pack your sword and fur pelt. You'll need them as you go adventuring in the Hyborian Age with GURPS Classic Conan. We're glad to make these Classic Conan products from Steve Jackson Games available again, said Joachim Zetterberg, Director of Publishing at Paradox Entertainment / Conan Properties. And finally, these days with all the movie merchandise spin-offs, it's very difficult to keep the plot details of a blockbuster film under wraps when all these toys, games, and cards come out well before the movie debuts. Case in point, Joss Whedon's Avengers. Snapshots of a board game from Hasbro based on the superhero movie reveal plastic playing pieces of pointy-eared, big-chinned aliens that bear a striking resemblance to the Skrull. Now, this wouldn't be a big deal if Marvel Studios' very own Kevin Feige hadn't gone out of his way to deny that the Skrull would be villains in the Avengers film. Now, Feige didn't deny the ample evidence that there were alien invaders in the Avengers movie. He simply said that though the outer space invaders in the film did have comic book antecedents, it's, quote, not the Skrulls. I've been clear about that. The identity of the alien race is not impactful, end quote. Of course, Feige's denials don't jibe with the plastic pieces from the Hasbro Avengers board game, which was photographed by MTV Geek, which tend to confirm the Skrull rumor that got its start with an inadvertent leak from a New Mexico newspaper that was covering the first stages of the Avengers movie shoot. Why would Marvel want to deny what appears to be the obvious? Perhaps because the Skrulls originally appeared in Fantastic Four number 2 back in 1962, and thus could be tied into the Fantastic Four license, which is currently held by Fox. In that case, it would make sense to call the Skrulls something else to avoid lawsuits in the litigation-happy Hollywood environment. But would a shape-shifting Skrull by any other name be as insidiously menacing? Marvel movie fans may have to wait until Whedon's Avengers debuts on May 4th to find out. That's it for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, have a terrific Tuesday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.